Inspectors moved from store to store, removing goods that failed to meet compulsory specifications at the China Mall in Springfield, Durban. From electrical appliances and toys to household items and food products, the regulator says none complied with safety requirements.
So this product we found to be non-compliant because it does not comply to the compulsory specification for chemical disinfectants. When the consumer buys disinfectants, they should buy it with the full knowledge that it will kill 99.9% of germs. So whenever a company or a retail store or manufacturer advertises and sells chemical disinfectants and makes a claim that it will sanitize, it will kill germs, it must be registered with us and it must comply to the compulsory specification and the standard. So we then will, based on that, approve the product. Once we saw the documentation, the test reports, and if it's safe for use and if it does what it is intended to do. So we found that this product does not comply to the compulsory specifications, and that's why today we are sanctioning the company and we are confiscating the products.
The National Regulator for Compulsory Specifications says its job is to protect consumers from unsafe goods.
Any product that we regulate to be on the market, they need to be have been evaluated thoroughly by NRCS to ensure compliance. So all the products, after we have evaluated and ensure that the products are manufactured within the requirement or according to the requirements that we have set, the safety requirement and all the requirements that are needed for a particular product to be on the market, we then issue a letter of authority for all products. All compliant products will have letters of authority.
Shoppers at the China Mall expressed mixed views about whether they cared if products complied with national specifications.
Well, I think I come here because of the cost. Some of the stuff that I buy is cheap. You know, mostly stuff like bedding and those kind of things, which really doesn't have an expiry date on. You know, so I don't really worry too much about whether it's regulated or not. More to me is whatever I can buy cheap, I buy.
The Springfield operation is one of several raids carried out by the NRCS across the country. In 2023, goods worth 600,000 rand were seized in the Herekwala district in KZN. Last year in Johannesburg, nearly 100 illegally refurbished geysers worth 400,000 rand were confiscated. And in Durban, police have uncovered warehouses stocked with expired food and counterfeit medicine. The National Regulator for Compulsory Specifications says more raids are planned as part of its enforcement drive. For Newsroom Africa, on Channel 405, I'm Nobuhle Modise in Durban.